Chapter 4. Standing Up to Mom. After the speeches, everyone went out to the garden, and Jeremiah began to ask me about flowers for our wedding. But what did I know about flowers for weddings? Then I saw him. Conrad. I stared at him, and he lifted his hand to wave. I lifted mine, but I didn't move. For a moment, I forgot that Jeremiah was standing next to me. I forgot everything. Then Mr. Fisher was pushing past us, going over to Conrad and hugging him. My mother was next, and then Stephen, and Jeremiah. I was last. I walked over and said, "Hi." Conrad said, "Hi," and looked straight at me. Then he opened his arms and gave me an enormous hug, lifting me off the ground. Everyone was laughing, except Jeremiah.
"Conrad's pleased to have his little sister around again," said Mr. Fisher.
I don't think he even knew that Conrad and I had dated because we were only together for 6 months. It was nothing like the time that Jeremiah and I had spent together.
"How have you been, little sis?" Conrad asked me.
He had that teasing look on his face. "Great," I said, turning to Jeremiah. "We're really great." Jeremiah didn't look back at me. Instead, he said,
"I'm really hungry. Isn't it time to eat?"
"Let's get some photos in the garden first," my mother said. So we took pictures of us in different groups, and the last one was all the kids. Jeremiah, Conrad, me, and Stephen. Conrad put his arm around Jeremiah's and my shoulders. It was like no time had passed. The summer kids were together again. I drove with Jeremiah to the restaurant. "Maybe we shouldn't tell them today," I said suddenly. "Today should just be about Susanna and family."
"I don't want to wait," said Jeremiah.
"You and me getting married is about our two families coming together. Please, let's just do it like we planned." "Okay," I said. At the restaurant, I sat between Jeremiah and Stephen. We looked at the menus, and Stephen began talking to Conrad about California. When the champagne arrived, Mr. Fisher got to his feet.
"I want to thank everyone for coming today to celebrate Susanna. It's a special day, and I'm happy that we can share it together. To Susanna," he said, lifting his glass.
We raised our glasses and drank, and before I could put mine down, Jeremiah gave me a look. I knew what it meant, and I nodded, but my stomach went tight. "I have something to say," Jeremiah said, and I suddenly wanted to stop him. Everybody was so happy, and this would be a big shock.
"Don't worry, it's really good news," Jeremiah went on, smiling at everyone. "Belly and I are getting married this August."
The restaurant went quiet. Everything just stopped. My mother's face was white, and Conrad's was completely empty. Then my mother said, "What's happening here? You're not serious." "Yes, Mom," I said. "We want to get married."
"Laurel, we love each other, and we want to be together," said Jeremiah.
"You are together, and you're still in college," my mom replied angrily.
"Don't worry, Laurel, they're joking," said Mr. Fisher.
"No, we're not joking," Jeremiah said softly. Mom quickly finished her glass of champagne.
"You two are not getting married. It's crazy." She went on like this for a moment before the waiter arrived with the food. No one touched it, and no one spoke. Then my mother asked for the check. I had been right. It was a terrible mistake to tell them like this. Under the table, I took my diamond ring out of my purse and put it on because it was the only thing that I could think of to do.
My mother noticed the ring immediately and looked furious. Then we were all leaving the restaurant. Conrad got into his car and drove away without looking back once. "I'm going with Jeremiah," I said to my mom when we reached her car. "No, you're not. You're coming home with us," she said, "and you're returning that ring." "I'm not returning it," I said, getting into her car. "If I didn't stand up to her now, everything would be lost. I had to be strong." My mother and I didn't speak to each other for a week. I worked at the restaurant every day and ate lunch and dinner there. After work, I went to Taylor's. And when I got home, I spoke to Jeremiah on the phone. He really wanted me to try to talk to my mother. One morning, I came down to find my dad in the living room. I had wanted to tell him our news myself, but my mother had done it already, which made me mad. At least she finally realizes that we're serious, I thought. My dad didn't want us to get married either.
"You're too young, Belly," he said. "Your mother and I have discussed it, and we'll agree to you living with Jeremiah in an apartment this fall."
I wasn't expecting this, and knew that it must be my dad's idea, but it wasn't what I wanted. "Dad, I don't just want to live in an apartment with Jeremiah. We love each other, and we've really thought about it." My mother looked at my father and then at me.
"Belly, you might not believe this," she said, "but when your father and I got married, we were very much in love. We also thought about it hard, but that wasn't enough to make it work."
I interrupted her. "Jeremiah and I aren't you and Dad. We've known each other our whole lives. We know that we can make it work and be happy," I said. "Please be happy for us." I looked at my father, but he turned straight to my mother, just like he always did. He could never stand up to her.
"I can't support you with this, Isabel," my mom said. "If you go forward with this wedding, I won't be there."
"Mom, that's crazy," I said.
"No, what's crazy is the idea of a teenager getting married," she answered.
"I've made up my mind," I said. "I'm marrying Jeremiah." I turned and ran to the stairs.
"Belly, wait," called my dad.
"Let her go," said my mom. When I was in my room, I called Jeremiah and told him what my mom had said.
"Shall I talk to her?" he asked.
"It won't help," I said, starting to cry.
"Do you want to wait to get married then?" he asked.
"No," I answered. "With or without my mother by my side, this is happening." Stephen was the next to try to get me to change my mind. "The wedding is happening," I told him, "and Jeremiah wants you and Conrad to be his best men."
"Does he?"
Stephen looked really happy.
"Mom's going to kill me for being a part of the wedding," he joked. "But now, Conrad and I have a bachelor party to plan."
"Jeremiah doesn't want anything like that," I said.
"Belly, you don't get to decide. This is man stuff," he said, and went away smiling.
Despite what I'd told Jeremiah, I didn't want to start making plans for the wedding without my mother by my side. But when days passed and she wouldn't discuss it, I knew that I couldn't wait any longer. At least I had Taylor to help me.
"First, we have to find you a dress," she said.
"Well, the wedding is going to be simple, so the dress should be too," I said. But when we went shopping, I felt sad that my mom wasn't there with me. I tried on lots of dresses, but they were either too expensive or not right. Then, finally, I found one that I could picture myself getting married in. It was long and white and simple enough to wear on the beach. Most importantly, it wasn't too expensive.
"It's perfect," said Taylor.
I told Jeremiah about it later on the phone.
"If you've found the perfect dress,
Why do you sound so sad? He asked. Maybe because my mom wasn't there to help me. Buying a wedding dress is something special that you do with your mom. I can't picture getting married without her there.
Me neither, said Jeremiah sadly,
and I knew that he was thinking of Susanna.